Welcome back, you beautiful being. I am so happy to have you here on the Mind Body Freedom Podcast. Today is a great day and I am vibing so high, so unbelievably high. It has been one of those energetic days where you wake up and you feel like you can freaking rule the world because you fucking do. Oh, and I will tell you guys, there's nothing crazy that has happened today. It has been like a absolute normal day, little bit of work, had to run some errands, do some mom duties, completely normal day. There is nothing about today that is different except the way I am showing up. And I want to tell you how you can do that, how you can have more of that. And it starts with a little bit of you looking at your own self-judgment. I want to dive right in here. So, talking about self-judgment. So, again, I have said before that your thoughts lead to your feelings, which lead to the action that you take, which leads to the reality that you create. Thinking on that, the thoughts that you're having, I would say majority of them are either you judging yourself or you judging something else outside of you. You know, there's a beautiful saying in the Bible that, pull the wooden peg out of your eye first before you stick it into somebody else's. And there's a lot of truth that that comment or that scripture holds. And what I mean by that is we are never going to be able to create unity in this world if we don't start looking in the mirror first. And we start to talk to ourselves like the human being that we are. Think of the amount of times that you've talked negatively to yourself and ask yourself the question, would you ever talk that way to a child? Would you ever talk that way to your best friend? Would you ever talk that way to your parents? Majority probably wouldn't. So why are you talking that way to yourself? See, self-judgment is one of the most crucial things that you can start to become aware of and transform to create that energetic, that high, that natural, amazing, euphoric high that we all are desperately searching for. Because again, everybody wants to be happy, but nobody knows how to become happy, which is funny because at the end of the day, happiness is just another emotion. It's just another state. It's going to ebb and flow. So looking at self-judgment, whatever you judge out, you also judge in on yourself. I know, that's kind of crazy. If you're feeling a little triggered, it's an invitation. It's a beautiful gift to look inside. So if you're the one that likes to walk down the road and you see a homeless person and your first thought is like, go get a job. What part of you are you not loving enough that maybe if you had the exact same experiences as they did and perceived the world the same way they did, that you wouldn't be in their shoes? That's a hard one to swallow. How are we able to go about our day, first and foremost, catching the thought of self-judgment, and secondly, catching ourselves when we feel we want to judge out? Maybe somebody said a mean, nasty comment to you, and you want to instantly be like, oh, that bitty doesn't know what the F she's talking about, or oh, that guy just a blah, 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 blah. Well, guess what? When somebody comes to you with negativity, it's because of their own personal pain. That's it. So if anybody comes into my field, my ecosystem, and they want to like tear me down or they want to say something to me, I look at them and say, I see you, I hear you, and I love you. If you want to dive in and you want to have a conversation, I'm here and I'm open. Let's talk. Because most people cannot see themselves. You can't see in the way that you're being in the world. So you're showing up in this adult body, but with your same child mindset that you haven't learned how to outgrow, and it's not your fault. I will tell you, living in the world today, in 2022, with all of the radicalness that is happening in the world, it's not easy sometimes. Now you're fighting social media. Now you're fighting the TV. Now you're fighting every Tom, Dick, and Harry that when you sneeze or cough wants to ask if you have COVID. No, Joe Blow, it's just a cold. Again, if you're triggered, please look inside. I see you, I hear you, I love you. So when you start to go and you can see how you show up, when you wake up in the morning, what's the first thing you see when you look in the mirror? Because I will promise you, you are not the same person that went to bed that night. Your body is always regenerating, recreating new cells, recreating new neural pathways in your mind, in your body. You're always changing. So you are not that same person in the mirror. So what is the first thing you tell yourself? Start there. Maybe when you take your pajamas off to go change or to get into the shower. Are you constantly picking at yourself? Oh God, I need to lose weight here. Oh God, why does this bone stick out there? Oh God, this is so this. Oh, there's another fucking zit. Ah, my dark circles. Good God, I could use a facial or massage. Why do I look like this? My hair is a mess. Ugh. Is that the first way in which you wake up? And when you start judging yourself, realize that you're judging that within you. You're probably judging that within other people. Are you the type of person that goes out and you might see somebody, maybe they have a little body odor and you're like, dear God, can you please fucking shower? Yet every chance you get on a 95 degree day, you're constantly smelling yourself because you fear that you might stink a little bit and somebody is going to have the same thought. But funny enough, that thought is your own projection of your own perception of yourself. I talk so heavy on this topic because this is one of the hardest things I had to learn, was to take radical responsibility. First and foremost, for the thoughts I had about myself, but secondly, the thoughts I had about everybody else in the world. Let me tell you, back in high school, I was a judgy queen because I was so insecure. I was so insecure in myself. You know those comments, oh, people put people down to make themselves feel better? No, 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 no. That's pain. That's deep-rooted pain. So when you can catch yourself, like, oh, God, there's that bump of cellulite on the back of my leg again. Actually, time out. I love the fact that I have two legs that I love that can move me from point A to point B, that tan really nicely. I'm very blessed to have easily tanned skin because I love when I get a nice glow going. And there's nothing wrong with that. But how can I be grateful for my tan legs? How can I be grateful for that bump of cellulite? I remember when I was 100 pounds heavier, I would have died to be where I am today. Literally, you guys, there were points, there were absolute moments in my life that I totally would have given everything to be where I am today. So how can I be grateful for that bump that makes me human that we all have? The other thing about self-judgment too, you guys, is every single person does it on planet Earth. Every single person on planet Earth self-judges themselves. So if you think your hair is this or that, I bet you 90% of other people close to you probably feel the same way about themselves. But yet here we are out in the world acting like children, judging the fuck out of each other. For what reason? Oh, that's right, because we all are living in our old patterned, pained, traumatic stories. And I want to let you know, you don't have to do that anymore. It, yes, is a choice. Yeah, is it easy? I don't know. Let me tell you, cultivating your thought process, it's crazy because what do they say? There's always different statistics rolling around. Last one I saw was 75,000, but I also have a coach that says 85,000 thoughts a day happen. You're not going to catch all of them. So I always tell everybody, you're never going to get your first thought, but you always get your second. You have one thought, you get to have a choice. It's the beauty of this human experience, is you get choice. So it is a choice to decide. Am I going to allow that thought to spiral me into a negative thought pattern? Now my entire day just feels super negative and blah, and I don't know what the fuck is wrong with me. Because all I'm thinking is negativity. And then I go on social media, I see that the world is collapsing for the 5,000th fucking time in the last 2.5 years. Oh yeah, there it is. Oh great, here we go again. And then I drive down the road. Maybe somebody cuts me off in traffic. That guy's a fucking asshole. What a dick. Shouldn't have even left the house today. Then you get to work and maybe your boss says something that trips your trigger. And all of a sudden you're like, why do I even exist? Like, what is the point of this life? Like, what the fuck is wrong? The reason I say this, you guys, in this way is because I know the power of cultivating self-judgment. And I will tell you, when somebody comes to me then and wants to criticize me or give me some feedback or anything, I am always like, yes, thank you. There's another gift. If I get triggered by it, it's another gift, another opportunity to remember where this comes from. Now, I have stories. I have lots of wounded trauma in my past. Generally, I will tell you most of your feeling when we get to the base of it is because you don't ever feel good or worthy enough of anything. So I want to tell you, start cultivating awareness around the way in which you look, think, speak, and act about yourself. When you can start to realize, like, wow, I really judge myself. Like, I really talk shitty to myself. Like, why? Why do I do that? I wouldn't do that to somebody else, even though you probably would. You probably have. And that's okay. We all have. We all do sometimes. But that's pain. That's unresolved stories. That's unresolved patterning. That's unresolved trauma. Maybe you were never fully heard or seen in the way that you needed to be when you were a child. So now you're always out in the world projecting. We always are projecting what we feel internally about ourselves. So when you judge out, you're absolutely judging in. If I walk down the street and somebody does something and I'm like, ugh, oh, we all know those feelings. We all know those feelings, but when, and I'm laughing because even yesterday I was going around a roundabout. I had just picked up my little Nuggy Bear from daycare. I was going around a roundabout and I was taking a right. Well, you're always taking a right on a roundabout, aren't you? Oh, fuck yeah, you are. Ah, see, can you own yourself, guys? This is what I talk about when you own yourself. Yeah, total blonde moment right there. I'll own that for sure. Anywho, I was going around taking a right on the roundabout. And there was a guy who was in the left lane, like coming towards me, like he was going to go down a different road rather than coming into my lane around the roundabout. And he ended up swerving back into the roundabout and almost hit me. And I felt my entire nervous system went into overdrive. And I wanted to be like, who the do you think you are? I have a 3-year-old. I'm driving a bit like blah, 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 blah. And then I stopped myself. What if he just got a horrible phone call that somebody's in the hospital or there was an accident? What if he just got news that somebody might have passed away that he loved? What if he maybe just lost his job? What if something horrific happened in his life? And how, at a distance, can I energetically send him love? I haven't always been this way, you guys. I have not always been this way. And again, I am having a human experience myself. So sometimes I win some and sometimes I lose some. Sometimes I don't catch things until maybe 48 hours later. Some days 72 hours, but hey, again, human experience. Because when you can do that for yourself, you start to do that for everybody. Because at the end of the day, we are all one. So how can you, when you go out in the world, see yourself in every human encounter that you have? Some, you're going to be like, wow, I really am struggling to see myself in that person. There ain't no fucking way. There ain't no fucking way I am like that person. But then you remember, if we are all one, then that lives inside of you too. And when you can own every part of yourself and love every part of yourself, a beautiful conversation I had this morning with a client, we were talking about her self-love journey. And I had an experience back in October of last year where it was like a full download of a part of me of how I was in high school that I had like locked completely away when I graduated. I said, okay, I am going to graduate high school and I'm going to go to this new school and I'm going to be the nice girl and I'm just going to be super nice to everybody so I can like stay out of any drama and like people can't call me a bitch and I will be just totally fine. Like it's going to be great. Well, guess what? I completely locked that part away of me until like October of last year. And when I remembered that that sassy truth-telling, triggering potentially as fuck for some, I mean, I do have a nickname called Trigger, and I own that, and I love it more than anything. But I locked that piece away from me. When I remembered it, I was like, oh my God, that's right. I used to be able to go on and go on stages. I was, funny story, I was a lead role in a play in high school called Grease. Have you heard of it? Can we guess what character I was? All right, think about it. I'm giving you 5 seconds. Five. What character was Natalie in the play Grease? 4, 3, 2. You're right, it was fucking Rizzo. If I could pretend to smoke a cigarette on stage, I was happy as a clam. Oh my God. But I owned it. I owned it and I loved it. I didn't love it when I got signed up for it. And that's a whole nother story for a whole nother day. But I will tell you that when I was on that stage, I absolutely loved it. And I owned it. I owned every piece of it. Shit, I'd go into school classes or classrooms. I will never forget. There was a moment in my psychology class. Now we're just going down like Natalie's history path right now, but hey, if the shoe fits. There was a moment in psychology where I had the balls to stand up, and I can't remember exactly, funny enough that I'm so heavily into psychology, but anywho, I can't remember what the topic was, but I had made a comment to a teacher. Oh, I think we were talking about taxes or something. Don't ask me why we were talking about taxes in psychology, but I had said to my teacher at the time, I said, okay, but let's look at it this way. Let's be honest about this. What if the girl next to me gets straight A's? She's got a 4.0 GPA and I have like a C, steady C, maybe C minus GPA. And we come to graduation day or we come to, well, not even graduation day. We come to applying for colleges. Okay. The way our tax system works would be like me telling that girl who worked her ass off for the 4.0 that she needs to cough over like 2 points or a point so that we can be even, so that we can go to the same school, even though I slacked off, I didn't give a fuck, I didn't do my homework, and I bombed tests. Do you really think it would be fair to Sally over here who's got a 4.0 that she'd have to give me some of her hard-earned work for her GPA that she had to do? I was a senior in high school, you guys, and I had the balls enough to stand up and say that because I knew my truth. I felt it in my bones. And if you got triggered by that comment, opportunity to look inside. But I had that, but I lost it. I locked it away. I didn't feel like that was something that I could be because people didn't like it, because I might have ruffled some feathers in people. And so I tried so hard not to be that way. But when I remembered that piece of myself last year, I will tell you guys, it was like a whole new world opened up. Like, oh my God, yeah, that's right. That is me. Like, that is totally fucking me. That is more me than anything else that I can feel in my bones. I am that truth-telling, sassy, bitty woman that just fucking wants everybody to unite and be happy and live a life of freedom. So what are you judging about yourself? Take it one day at a time. Take it 1 hour at a time. Take it 30 damn minutes at a time and see how many self-judging thoughts you have. Create the awareness first. You never get your first thought. You always get your second. So when you start to self-judge, how can you realize, oh, wow. Oh, wow. Why do I not love my body? The body, that heart, oh my gosh, I can't even say it. Whose heart beats on its own and I don't have to tell it to do that. Whose digestive system digests my food and I don't have to tell it to do that. I don't have to tell my cells to regenerate. I don't have to do half of the 95%, 99% of the things that my body does for me automatically. Why wouldn't I love this gift? And if there's something that I don't love so much about it, can I be radically honest of maybe I've been lazy and haven't been moving it for 20 to 30 minutes a day? Maybe it's time to start. Maybe I need to start treating my body with so much self-love so that it actually shows up in the mirror the way that I want it to. when I was 100 pounds heavier, I would look in the mirror and I would tell myself how much I loved myself every day. There were days where I'm like, oh God, I so don't believe this right now. I don't know how I can love that jelly roll. I don't know how I can love my freaking boobs that are like tube socks with golf balls hanging at the bottom of them because I had two children and I was losing weight. Like, how can I love this piece of me? How can I love the backside of me? How can I love every wrinkle? How can I love every piece of acne that just keeps popping up left, right, and center because I'm trying to get off birth control? How can I love myself when I was going through that? And you guys, I catch myself today still. There will be times I might catch a glimpse in the mirror and I might think something negative about myself. And then I stop myself, dead center, stop myself. I go back to that mirror and I'm like, sorry, boo. Sorry, boo. I love you. I'm sorry. You're amazing. You're beautiful. Let's keep going. And when I can cultivate that, I show up so much better in the world. I show up with so much more love for other people who struggle, who are in pain, who don't know what they don't know, ultimately. So what we judge out, we judge in. What we judge in, we judge out. So how can you show up? How can you start loving yourself a little more? And how can you stop judging every ounce of who you are? And how can you stop judging every ounce of who everybody else is? I don't know about you guys, but that would look like a pretty fucking awesome place to live in a world where there was no judgment. Ponder on that for a while. I love you guys. Thank you for tuning in today. It's a beautiful day. It is an absolute beautiful day. Go make it an amazing day. Even if it's 8 o'clock at night and you're going to go to bed in an hour, how can you make this next hour the best fucking hour of your life? How can you start doing the work on yourself? All you need is a pen and paper, your breath, and some space. I love you guys. You want more of me? Follow me at I Am Natalie Spaeth. We also got that free Facebook group, The Warrior Co. Do me an absolute flip and solid. Feel free to leave a comment and review. Decide to give a rating if you guys enjoyed this episode. I love you guys. Please continue to cultivate that awareness. Please continue to show yourself the most love because you are the most important person in your life.